Hello, it's Wednesday, May the 5th, and we begin a new section of Isaiah today in chapter 13. And from 13 through 20, he is more or less viewing the world as Isaiah knows it, that's all around him, and so we'll be picking up things that he has to say about Babylon and about Philistia and about Damascus, sometimes called Aram, and Ephraim, and to the south Egypt, and so on. Who is in charge of the world? Who's governing the world? And who is the great ruler of world affairs and the comings and goings of nation states and great empires in Isaiah's day, but in the years that Isaiah could see prophetically, all the way down ultimately to the dawning of the new heavens and the new earth. And first of all, he begins in chapter 13 with Babylon. And Babylon is hardly in existence when Isaiah is alive. It's a speck on the map. The great player in Isaiah's time is the mighty kingdom of Assyria. And Assyria will conquer the northern territory of Ephraim and Samaria, the capital, Israel, as we sometimes refer to it. And it'll threaten Judah, and it'll come, and Jerusalem will come within an inch of its life. And had it not been for an intervention of the angel of God that destroyed the Assyrian army, Jerusalem most certainly would have eventually fallen. And so, as you read this chapter, and it's difficult. These chapters are a little more difficult to read because they're about kingdoms that we know very little about, perhaps. Actually, we know a great deal about them if we do the research. But he's looking to Babylon and events that will come to pass when Babylon, of course, will eventually destroy Assyria and eventually destroy the people of God. And take them, destroy Jerusalem and the temple and everything else, and take them into captivity. And the great narrative that is 150 years into Isaiah's future. And he talks in verse 17 of the Medes, the ancient Near Eastern Mesopotamian people, and an ally to Babylon. And later would switch allegiances at the collapse of Nineveh in the early 600s and switch allegiance to Persia. The point that Isaiah wants you to see as he does this sort of international politics section is that God is the one who's in control. God is the one who's determining history. And he has made a promise to his people, a promise that cannot be broken, even in the destruction of Jerusalem and the captivity of Babylon in the future. God still had his people, and there would be another exodus from Babylon back to Jerusalem, and history will be written precisely in the manner that he has determined. That's the lesson. Well, we'll look at chapter 14 tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.